Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, rough ride in today, huh?
It was. I'll tell you, the Berkshires were a mess when I came in around 3:30. Ice all over the roads. There was snow piled on the sides. This is so typical that you have a couple of nice days, and then you get these kinds of terrible storms. And in some cases, they kill the buds on the trees, and that affects the fruit. Nobody should ever assume it's over till it's over.
And everyone be safe on the roads today.
You bet.
Well, we have some fundraising numbers in a couple of congressional races that we're watching very closely. Sean Patrick Maloney outraising former Congresswoman Nan Hayworth, and in the Eldridge Gibson campaign, numbers maybe closer than you might expect.
Yeah. Let me just say that both Eldridge and Sean Patrick Maloney have access to big money. There are those people who think that, you know, it's not going to be close by the time it's all over. Gibson is surprising in that he's popular and that people have put up money, and it's going to be a very competitive race. And as a result, it's a seat that the Republicans, the national Republicans, aren't going to want to lose. So he's going to get as much help as they can possibly give him. But he's also shown a remarkable ability to raise money in the district.
Let's stick with money matters. The New York State governor is paid about $175,000 a year, but Governor Cuomo's book advance tops even that.
You know, I wrote a book called Me and Mario a number of years ago about the governor's father. I didn't make $100,000. In fact, I'm lucky I didn't have to pay them. So anyway, this is a lot of money for a governmental official to get. He's not the first one who's ever written a book. If you're going to run for president, it's de rigueur. It's required that you have to write a sort of biographical book. I just hope I'm not in it. And we will see how it all comes out. It's a lot of money, and it certainly is as much or more than his salary. It's an interesting story here. There was a columnist who had given the governor a very hard time. He was going to write a biography of Cuomo. And then what happened was that he and the governor really turned on each other, especially over the gun issue. And the governor went to the same publisher, and they made him a deal. And the other guy we haven't heard from since. But I think, you know, there's speculation as to whether he had a nice payday in keeping the advance. I would just say that, you know, this is nothing exceptional. We'll see, who actually wrote the book and how it's received, whether he's going to tell all of the bright as well as dark places.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Professor, we will try again with the weather tomorrow.
We'll do our best.